Frank DeFord has golf on his mind this week. It's a sport he says is still dominated by one person.
Tiger Woods is a phenomenon, only no, not the golf phenomenon that he once was. He is now an instrument of curiosity, the likes of which both the public and the media have never dealt with in any sport ever. Even though Woods' recent performance suggests he's only just another golfer now, when he plays, until he is undeniably out of contention, he remains the story. Tiger shoots three over. Tiger closes gap. Tiger trails by 8 strokes. What's his name wins as Tiger finishes 14th. And so on. In a way, he holds golf hostage. Oh, sure, dyed-in-the-wool golfers follow their whole sport closely, but the fringe fans, the type that really determines a sport's popularity, are fixated on Tiger. This week, he's not playing, so golf doesn't exist. Ladies and gentlemen, golf will officially resume again next Thursday when Mr. Woods tees off at the Doral. It was understandable that he was the absolute focal point when he was the greatest golfer maybe ever. We always follow the superstars, and he was super-duper. But what is so bizarre is that the interest in Woods remains so high. Phil Mickelson, Graham McDowell, Martin Keimer, they barely exist. It's almost as if we cannot believe that Woods can be diminished. I'm convinced that this unusual intrigue is caused by the fact that we, and maybe he too, can't be sure why he's no longer great. Is it because of the notorious sex scandal, what that did to his reputation, his psyche, his confidence, and ultimately his game? Or is he diminished just like other human athletes simply because he's older, no different from Roger Federer in tennis, Tim Duncan in basketball? I think for many people, even those who detest him personally, what sustains the mystery is the belief that he was so fantastic that age simply cannot be the issue, that Tiger Woods will get his mind straight and be the lord of the links once more. And yes, of course, he could win again. Woods is 35 now, and it is not unusual for players to even win a major when they're older than that. But it tends to be a catch lightning in a bottle kind of thing. Sure, older golfers can win one big one, but they don't win very often. But Tiger must be different. Certainly, isn't he? Maybe. You know what he reminds me of? The Broadway musical Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark. It sells out to the curious, even though the critics hate it, and it's always a tease, always a work in progress. Maybe Spidey will find itself, but maybe it'll always be not quite there. We watch Tiger Woods with the same almost morbid fascination, afraid to look away, because if we do, we'll miss it if he miraculously returns to greatness, as if age doesn't matter with majesty, and what changed his life was all just a bump in the road.
The comments of Frank DeFord, who joins us each Wednesday.